Being joined on Radio On The Go Sports by AP Boys Track and Field Coach Jason Berkey as the first meet of the season here is just a couple weeks away, and preseason practices underway here as well. I guess just to start off here, what do you like about what you've seen out of the team now that you've gotten a chance to, you know, get the whole team together, get those basketball guys in there as well after they made a deep run as well? So maybe a little bit late getting things rolling, but still into full swing at this point.
Yeah, honestly, John, I really haven't been at a lot of practice. We've done some Tuesday, Thursday plyos. The other days, Coach Dolman and Coach Wine have taken them just with me coaching basketball, and I haven't been around a lot, but I am excited for the year. I think we got some good pieces back from last year, and then we're going to add some new pieces, hopefully, that they said they were going to come out, and then this eighth grade going to be freshman class is a pretty talented class also.
Yeah, so you bring back some good talent, two individuals, and just about everyone from the five relays that made it to the state meet last year. So if you can kind of talk about some of those guys, I have to imagine that's giving you guys, you know, a lot of excitement, a lot of hope for this season, especially when it comes to those events.
Yeah, we're extremely excited. Out of those relays, we lose Caleb Campbell, but we have some good young talent. Obviously the two Prisoner boys, Maddox Kruger. Then you had Titan Barrett, Trevin Thomas, Sully Jansen. We're all key cogs in all those relays, and then you throw in, you know, Devin Eberhardt, who came on really strong at the end of last year, and then, like I said, that kind of built some around the school. And then I think we have some, possibly we'll see here now, starting on Monday, once we get everybody there, some key pieces that haven't been out for a few years that said they're coming out. So I'm excited for that. And then, you know, with our throws, we got some experience there, Gavin Allen, Corbin Wyatt, the younger Wyatt boy that ended up getting injured. Coach Wyatt does an excellent job with the throw coach for us. And then, you know, Coach Dolman does an excellent job with the hurdlers and then the sprinters and that stuff. So, like I said, I'm extremely excited for the upcoming year. Obviously, I'm a big believer in, you build towards three meets, in my opinion, the conference meet, the district meet, and the state meet, and then everything in between is kind of just kind of get in shape and stay healthy and see where we can kind of piece things together.
You bet. Any other events that you've kind of seen? I know you haven't been at a ton of practices here at this point, but any other events that you kind of seen some solid year-to-year improvement or other individuals that have kind of stood out to you here so far in the early going?
You know, honestly, I think, Emmerick Nolte, I think will be a key cog this year, whether it's some of the longer distances or maybe the middle distance, but he works extremely hard. And, I'm excited. There was a couple young cross country runners that I'm excited to see where they fit in kind of, but I think our shuttle hurdle and our hurdle events will be much better. We have some very good incoming freshmen that love to hurdle. And then we have a couple kids that want to try the high hurdles that I think will do an excellent job for us.
What do you think are some of your biggest question marks at this point?
I'd say right now, John, is to try to find somebody that can high jump and long jump. Then after that, I think our depth will be pretty good in a lot of those events. I think the two jump events will be, I think a question mark for us, but I think after that, I think we'll be pretty solid in a lot of the events that we need.
You bet. When it comes to the first part of the schedule here, you start off with the meet at, looks like you go to Grundy Center, then Hudson, East Marshall, and back to Hudson again for like two times in a week, something like that. So what's kind of your take on this early part of the schedule?
The early part of the schedule, I've done this, for a lot of years, whether it's head or assistant. And I'm a big believer at the first early part of the year is to find out where people fit, try some different things, work on getting in shape, staying healthy, and building towards, like I said, those three meets. I know a lot of people love going to the indoor meets and that stuff. And, we've been pretty successful at AP in basketball, so we haven't been able to do a lot of that stuff. But to me, that's just fine. I'd rather, like I said, stay healthy and be fresh when it comes towards the end of the year when it matters the most.
And you had mentioned this a little bit before, but I do want to give you a chance to recognize your assistants here this year. I know some guys who have, you know, been on the staff for a long, long time, some guys you can really lean on.
Absolutely. You know, as an AD, as a head coach and an assistant coach, you can't emphasize the people that you build around it. Coach Dolman's done it for a number of years, is great for kids. Kids really love to be around him, has a passion for the sport. And then Coach Brad Wyant has done it the last couple of years, does an excellent job with our throws, with the shot and disc, and puts in a lot of time, very good with technique. And, you know, I'm excited to have those two on staff, and they just do an excellent job. And you know, I know a lot of times the head coach gets the credit, but behind the scenes, those assistant coaches and the relationships they build is what builds those programs, in my opinion.
All right, just about out of time here today, but any final thoughts you'd like to share right now?
No, I'm excited for the year, John, and I'm really looking forward to getting back at it here, and hopefully we can have some nice weather like we've had the last few days, and hopefully that continues into the spring.
All right, that's AP Boys Track and Field Coach Jason Berkey here on Radio On The Go Sports. Appreciate the time as always, and we'll catch you guys in action here this year.
Thank you, John.